we have a max capacity of about 42. That's comfortably sitting. A little more than that, you end up standing. It's a pretty open space, so we move all the furniture out of the house. We put flyers up around town and invite whoever is a music fan to come to the show. All of the proceeds go to the artists. We're 100% nonprofit. We urge people who are coming to the shows to bring a side dish. We put everything out. People share. Bring your beverage of choice. We do enforce alcohol with 21 and over, but all of our shows are all ages.
It is kind of like you don't really know what you're walking into because you're like, wait, so I'm going to like a stranger's house? Like, I don't know these people, and I'm just supposed to walk up to their front door and be like, hi, I'm here for the concert. But that's exactly how it works. But see, you just got to remember that anybody like Doris and Cedar Valley House concerts, anybody hosting these loves music. They love music and they just want to support the arts and artists. So, well, at the beginning, if it's your first time at a house concert, you could be like, oh, this is weird. I feel awkward. Like, you're 5 feet in front of me on a couch. What? You're just going to sing there? After a couple songs and like everybody gets comfortable with each other, and it's up to the artist to make everybody feel comfortable, that's, I think, when the magic starts happening.
That's Cedar Falls resident Doris Manjin and singer-songwriter Danica Holmes talking about Cedar Valley House Concerts. Since 2008, Doris has been hosting performances by traveling musicians in her own living room, with an average of one or two shows per month in the fall, winter, and spring. She describes it as a private party where we invite all music fans. The idea came about from Doris's own love of music.
I've always been an avid music fan. I'm originally from Phoenix and grew up going to concerts constantly. Moved here and didn't see quite the large capacity of musicians coming through. Was making trips to Chicago, Minnesota, Kansas City to go see who I wanted to hear. And in 2008, we bought this huge house and I wanted to open up a cafe wine bar. That didn't work out. Elliot Morris was passing through doing a house tour and asked if he could play. And I said, there we go. That works. We have a 100-year-old Dutch colonial and we didn't have furniture to fill it and realized the acoustics in the living room were amazing. So that's what made us decide to do the house. A lot of musicians in 2007, 2008 were being dropped from labels and doing smaller tours, weren't booking the larger bars. So they were looking for homes that were willing to let them play there acoustically.
And do I understand correctly that the artists sometimes spend the night at your house?
They do. Because they're usually on the road between Chicago and Denver or Minneapolis, heading down to Kansas City, we offer them a little break in the larger tours. They stay at the house. We provide dinner. If they need to do laundry, they have that as well. And sometimes they get breakfast.
What sort of reaction do you get from the artists coming through and from your audience members?
From the artists coming through, they're just thrilled that they have somewhere to play like this. They say it puts them in touch with their fans on a more intimate basis. From the fans who come to see them, they're just amazed that they're seeing somebody play in a house.
Is the only way you get the word about this to the fans through social media? I know you're on Facebook.
Yep, we also have a website. Most of it is through social media or directly through the artist's website on their tour pages. A lot of the music I tend to follow, so I kind of see where they're going, get in touch. Now more so, they contact me. There's been enough word of mouth, I think, so they get in touch when they're passing through the Midwest.
Doris's word-of-mouth approach was successful in reaching Iowa native Danica Holmes. Danica currently resides in Nashville, but frequently performs in Iowa and has appeared on the Iowa Public Radio show Java Blend. Danica performed at Cedar Valley House Concerts in October with her musical partner, guitarist and songwriter Jeb Hart. Getting the concert set up took almost no time at all.
I just did a tweet. I love Twitter. And it was just about how I really like playing house concerts. And one of my friends tweeted me back and just said, check out Cedar Valley House Concerts. So I immediately did, and I emailed Doris, and then within 5 minutes or 10 minutes of me even sending the tweet out, we had this concert on the calendar. So that's how I ended up in this living room tonight.
Is this a unique thing? Do you know of anybody else who does this sort of thing?
I actually know quite a few artists in Nashville who do. It's really popular for singer-songwriters, like people who are verbal and they like to kind of introduce their songs with stories. And it's common for soloists, not so much for bands. So yeah, I actually do know quite a few people who do house concerts.
For Danica, the experience of playing in a living room provides an interesting contrast with her other performance situations.
A lot of artists find themselves in really diverse performance situations. For example, here we are on a Tuesday night in Cedar Falls, Iowa, about to play a house concert for, you know, what could be 15 to 50 people. You just never really know who's going to show up. You're in a living room. You're super close. You're on stools. We're not even using a sound system tonight. That's how intimate this is. And then Saturday night, we played in a gigantic performing arts center with the state-of-the-art sound system and lights and a grand piano and set design. And, you know, we had our drummer there. They're two completely different types of concerts, but I love doing them both. And I think there's a place for both of them. We have people come to the big shows and they're like, that was amazing. And then they'll come to a house concert and be like, we love that too. It's just, they're different scenarios. So I guess what I'm saying is a lot of artists now, you could go on tour, you're playing festivals, you're doing house concerts, you're doing performing arts centers, your city concert series. There is no one sort of scenario you're walking into. Every night's always a little bit different. Just enjoy
the ride. Danica has some encouraging words for anyone interested in the idea of a house concert.
If you haven't been to a house concert, I would highly recommend checking them out. You can host them. There's a couple ways to host house concerts. Sometimes hosts like to just pay the artist a flat fee and then just invite as many people as they can. That's one way. And then another way is to do a ticket or a suggested donation at the door, and that goes to the artist. Either one works. They're both great. It just sort of depends on, as a host, what you're looking for. So if house concerts are new to you, I would just go to one first. Check it out. Go to one. Meet the artist. Talk to the host. You might find out that you would maybe want to host one yourself. And if you do, you can call me or email me. We'd love to come do it.
Cedar Valley House Concerts can be found on the web at cvhouseconcerts.wix.com/CVHC. There, you'll find a schedule of upcoming performances, a photo gallery, and contact information. You can also find Cedar Valley House Concerts on Facebook. For Iowa Public Radio, I'm Tony Daner.